3%. In Chicago, Chicago has increased quite a bit during the past year. It's almost at 40%, so it's more than half of 70%. But it does lag the overall graduation rate at Chicago, which is 58%.
Thank you.
If I might interject, I think Chair Trout and Mayors would also want me to say that the much more of the students on this campus are employed part-time to support their education, and that slows their progression. So they may have a 8-year rather than a 6-year trajectory towards graduation. And so there's a bit of a difference in the complexion of the in terms of the distribution of students on the two campuses.
And the student and the graduation of transfer students is not included there in those data as well. And that's very significant. So if I may continue to slide 13. So 20 years ago, at the University of Illinois, about 500 bachelor's degrees were awarded to black students, 450 to Hispanic students. Today, we have 740 to black students, about 1,200 to Hispanic students. Significant progress. PAP is one of the factors, I think it's a key factor, there's others, that enabled us to strengthen enrollment and graduation. And as I mentioned, our graduation rates are rising overall. And if you look at underrepresented students that are supported through the PAP program, you will see here that they have a higher graduation rate than undergraduate students and underrepresented students at large. So for example, Chicago, at Urbana for Hispanic students, they would graduate 78% in the PAP program versus 71%. And similarly at Chicago, the rate of graduation of PAP underrepresented students approaches the overall graduation rate for the campus. So PAP students are graduating more than students at large. Last year, the program was revised very significantly. And the last thing I want to mention to you is what we believe the impact of this has been. The award, both the award levels and the requirements or the guidelines for the campuses were increased. The awards used to be between $1,000 and $4,000. Now they're set at $5,000 a year. And the ACTs and high school ranks were increased. Of course, I was mentioned this morning, this is only one factor in the admission process, and the admissions is very holistic review of the student file. Also significant is that an honors PAP program was created at $10,000 a year with higher requirements for high school rank and ACT. And these awards were also often augmented by cost sharing from the campuses and their colleges. So overall, the amount of money spent, allocated, increased very significantly from about $12 million to $17 million. And that does not include a lot of the cost sharing provided by the campuses. The result is that, if you look at, next slide, please. If you look at the PAP freshman enrollment, this is enrollment of new PAP students, there was a significant jump this fall 2012, a jump of 206 more students. And that increase can be seen actually on the two campuses. Especially at the Chicago campus, which really took very well advantage of the new program. In terms of outcomes, as I mentioned, the enrollment increased. The ACTs among new PAP students increased. The number, for example, proportion of students with ACT of 27 or more went from 35% to 45%. And the proportion of students with ACTs, that's not on the slide, of 25 or more, went from 64% to 74%. So 3/4 of the PAP students have ACTs more than 25. The PAP honors program was a big success. It exceeded the targets. And so much so that at Urbana, the honors awards were only offered to students who had ACTs of 30. And that's what I was referring to this morning. The yield for the students at Urbana really jumped from 33%.